We are on.
Well, last week basically culminated our whole series. We did the astral traveling, was what I kind of introduced to you. And my biggest question was, did any of you go home and do any astral traveling, either consciously while you were meditating? Did you practice it? Did you do any during your dreams that you were aware of? We also have, at this point, had about 6 weeks to be working on that dream experiment that I handed out. And as you had worked on that, that should have increased your astral traveling abilities. We astral traveled into another lifetime last week. We astral traveled to basically above the roof. So we did a little bit of, you know, travel in different directions. And my biggest question was, is, you know, during the week, did you go and do anything more with it on your own? Anybody want to comment?
I didn't.
No?
Not that I'm consciously. It was a busy week for me. So I
didn't sit down to actually work with it. If you did anything, it was by accident.
Yeah. Okay. It would just been during the night. Like, yeah, often.
Okay, how about you?
I'm not sure it was astral traveling, but a couple times during the week I'd go into my bedroom and I'd just sort of sit there and I'd look at the light and just sort of meditate, so to speak. And I could see me up on the ceiling, you know, so it, you know, is, you know, like I wasn't really having what I would call out of body experience, but I just felt like, you know, I was floating on the ceiling like we did here.
Right.
When I went through the roof, but well, I didn't go through the roof, but
that's still out of body. There are a lot of people, Jane, who we hear all the time. People, while they're in surgery, will get up and they're floating and looking down at themselves. A lot of times, people, while they're sleeping at night, will have dreams of being on the ceiling and looking down at themselves. That's astral. That is astral.
It didn't, you know,
it's not going anywhere with it.
You know, it just didn't feel like I had, you know, done anything. But I could just see me up there. Messing around. I don't know what I was doing. You know, but, you know, and of course I don't dream a whole lot, so it's hard for me to.
If you were doing it while you were sleeping. Karen, how about you?
Well, as I said, that meditation the day was an hour, and I feel I wake somewhere, and I know I've been a man in another life, and I can see myself walking on a road as a man. And basically, I seem to be out of my hole, because when I came back into the room, as I felt I was when meditating, I felt very refreshed. I was like on a country road, and I think that I just felt that it was something. It was a long time ago. It was like in the Middle Ages. I went to some place that reminded me of the Middle Ages.
Well, one of the things that we learned last week is that when you do astral travel, there is no such thing as boundaries in time or space. I would really recommend the book I had told you about last week, Robert Munro's Journeys Out of the Body. He's got two books. One of them is Journeys Out of the Body, and the second one is Far Journeys. And out of the two of them, I like Journeys Out of the Body best. I would love to loan you a copy, but my copy kind of took off to distant places a long, long time ago. What he does is he investigates many, many different journeys that he took, and some of them are to other planets, some of them are to other dimensions, some are to past lives, some are to visit people who are deceased, some are to visit other friends in the here and now, some of them are just to take a walk around the house out of the body and see what it looks like. The thing I love about that book is it's a very graphic description of his experiences, and it gives you a good idea of just what's possible through astral travel.
Will you have this book in your newsstand?
We sure will.
What's the name of that one?
It's Journeys Out of the Body.
Yeah, but by whom?
Robert Munro. Robert Munro also, through the Munro Institute, which is located in Faber, F-A-B-O-R, Virginia, has a, I can't think of the name of the program, but he has a system that he works with, which uses a modern technology called HemiSync. What you do is you listen to two different tones. Each ear gets a different tone, And the brain hears the differential, which is a third tone. And what he does in the Institute is he'll put you into an isolation tank with the hemi-sync tapes with guided meditations on them. And because he's putting the brainwave into almost a forced alpha state through hearing this third tone, he gets you into deep states of consciousness wherein you are able to consciously leave the body and travel into these other realms. So that's a program you might want to consider doing in the future. It's, I think, fairly expensive, but it's also something which is worth doing. He has week-long programs. He has weekend programs. It's also possible to purchase tapes from him. Okay, and again, the tapes are hemi-sync, where you listen to them through earphones. You've got to make sure the earphones are on the right way, too, so you have the right tones going into the right ear. I love the system because it gets the right and left brain to work together. And that's one of the things we've been working with all through this series of courses, getting the two hemispheres of the brain synchronized so that in that mind-brain bridge that you're building, you're able to utilize your psychic abilities more completely. So that's another thing you might do. But yes, we will have that book available, and I recommend it. It's good reading for somebody who wants to know more about astral traveling in terms of what can you experience when you're out. I do not know of any good book that tells you how to get out of the body. I know of a lot of books that tell you how, but I don't know of any books that have an all-over solution for anyone or for everyone. Llewellyn has a practical guide to astral traveling. In Robert Monroe's book, he explains how to get out. He has you rolling out. He has you doing a tumble salt out. I've seen countless descriptions on how to do your astral traveling. And believe me, in all the years that I've been practicing and teaching, I've never found a technique that works for everybody. That's why when I began the class last week, I said, out of all the things that I teach, this is the one that I really can't guarantee that you're going to get results from the first time. Just about everything we've done, I know while I'm teaching it that you're going to get good results, even the automatic writing and the crystal gazing, because the techniques that I've developed and that you've practiced all along work for them. Now, with the astral traveling, I certainly know you're doing it. You're doing it every night while you sleep.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that the techniques for getting out seem to be individual for everyone. Yeah, we've got to keep an eye on him because there's cake up there. If you see him getting close to the cake, let me know.
I seem to be able to do that easily when I'm under stress.
Mm-hmm.
Like if that's a stressful situation, so I was able to remove myself from the room.
Now, it's interesting you said that because a lot of people, when they are in a situation which is emotionally stressful or physically dangerous, have spontaneous OBs, out-of-body experiences, OBEs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'll hear somebody's in a car accident and they never feel the pain of the injury because at the moment the car impacts, they will see themselves above looking down. I think that one of the body's first lines of defense to avoid pain, whether it's emotional or physical, is to get out of the body. I also, myself, I'm thrilled to death about that. We were talking about dying in an earlier class, and you know, Karen's taking care of a lot of people, elderly people who are dying right now, so we were talking about that. And I have always found that I have no fear of death whatsoever. I'm very comfortable with the idea of death, but damn, I sure fear hurting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly. That's it.
You know, I could die tomorrow and I think that would be just fine, but don't make it hurt. Okay? And I think a lot of people feel that way, where they're not actually fearful of what happens when they die, they're fearful of what happens, you know, in the process of dying. Well, if you know how to astral travel consciously, there's nothing to be afraid of.